many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 24:13-35. Luke chapter 24, verse 13 to 35. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short, sadness written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who has not heard about all the things that have happened there the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago." Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. By this time they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if he were going on, but they begged him, "Stay the night with us, since it is getting late." So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And at that moment he disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There, they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, "The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter." And the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread. My theme for reflection is recognizing Christ in the midst of our disappointments. Recognizing Christ in the midst of our disappointments. There is something about a long walk after a difficult day. It stretches time, deepens thoughts, and sometimes turns conversation into something between reflection and argument. Words come out heavier than expected, and silence feels just as loud. This is the kind of road we encounter in Luke 24:13-35. Two disciples walk the 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus, but the real distance they are traveling is far greater, the distance between hope and heartbreak. This takes place on the very day of the resurrection. Yet instead of joy, they carry confusion. Their words reveal it plainly. We had hoped. Those three words hold the weight of shattered expectations. As they walk, their conversation is intense, layered with debate, disappointment, and perhaps even quiet accusation. And into that very human exchange, Jesus comes near. Not as a triumphant figure blazing with glory, but as a stranger who listens, asks questions, and walks beside them. There is something powerfully gentle about this. Resurrection, in Luke's telling, is not only a dramatic victory, it is also a patient presence. Jesus does not immediately reveal himself. Instead, he invites them to speak, to name their grief, to articulate their confusion. Then he begins to interpret their story through scripture, showing them that their suffering was not outside God's plan, but part of it. It is only later, in the breaking of bread, that their eyes are opened. Augustine of Hippo captures this mystery beautifully. He was made known to them in the breaking of bread. The one who walked with them as a stranger becomes known as Lord in an act of shared fellowship. The journey moves from argument to communion and from blindness to recognition. For us, this speaks deeply into how we experience God in our time. We often expect God in clarity and certainty, yet Christ frequently meets us in confusion and questioning. He walks with us in conversations we do not fully understand, in moments when faith feels fragile, and in spaces where we are tempted to lose sight of one another. Scripture helps us hold this truth together. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." The Emmaus story shows us how that presence may not always be immediately recognized. Christ is present even when unseen, speaking even when unrecognized, and guiding even when we feel lost. Let us consider a simple story. Two friends had not spoken properly in months after a disagreement that neither quite resolved. One evening, they agreed to take a walk. The conversation began awkwardly, then grew intense, circling old frustrations. But as they kept walking, something shifted. Listening replaced defending, understanding replaced accusation. By the end, they shared a quiet meal. Later, one of them, Thomas, reflected, "Somewhere along that walk, it felt like something bigger than us was holding the conversation together. What they experienced was more than reconciliation. It was presence." This is what Emmaus teaches us. Christ meets us not only in certainty, but in the journey itself, in our questions, our conversations, and our willingness to stay on the road together. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life might Christ already be walking with you, even if you have not recognized him? Number two, how do your conversations, especially difficult ones, create space for presence or push it away? Now, our practical exercise. Take a deliberate walk with someone physically or metaphorically, and practice listening deeply without interruption, allowing space for understanding rather than argument. Risen Lord, you who walk beside us even when we do not recognize you, open our eyes to your presence. In your confusion, be our guide. In your conversations, be our peace. Help us to move from argument to communion, from blindness to recognition, and from despair to hope. Stay with us, Lord, for the day is far spent, and lead us into the joy of your presence. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us.